is Ryan Miller, and for the past 15 years, I've helped hundreds of people to raise millions of dollars for their funds and for their startups. If you're serious about raising money, launching your business, or taking your life to the next level, this show will give you the answers so that you too can enjoy your pursuit of making billions. Let's get into it.
What's the one thing every fund manager, entrepreneur, and business executive have in common? The answer, raising capital. My next guest has a capital raising strategy that I have never heard of, and he's about to hit you right between the eyes on a simple strategy on how to attract foreign direct investment. All this and more coming right now. Let's get into it. Hey, welcome to another episode of Making Billions. I'm your host, Ryan Miller, and today I have my dear friend, John Green. John is the managing partner at Latitude USA. It's a firm that specializes in the investment immigration space, particularly in the foreign direct investment sector. He's worked with firms such as Goldman Sachs, HSBC, EY, UBS, and more. So what this means is that John understands foreign direct investment and is about to teach you how to leverage it as a strategy to raise money overseas for your fund or for your startup. So John, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Ryan. Really happy to be here. I'm a big fan of the show and the community. So it's a real honor to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you. We've been very fortunate. We're in the top 2% in the world, and all because of awesome guests just like you. So we're going to talk about billionaire cheat codes. We're going to talk about many different things, but investing around the world, investment immigration. So maybe in like 30 seconds or so, just bring me up to speed a little bit on what exactly is investment immigration.
Certainly. So there's two main types of programs we offer, what we call citizenship by investment and residence by investment. So citizenship by investment, you're either investing into a country or contributing, and then subject to due diligence checks, are granted citizenship. So this is fairly quick, anywhere from 6 to 18 months, you can get citizenship. The other type of program, a little bit more common, residence by investment, also known as the golden visas in Europe, where you're investing in the country in return for a residence permit.
Brilliant. I love that. And so using these things, investment and residency, it's one way that capital moves around the world. Sometimes we just summarize it in a big term called foreign direct investment or FDI. So we're going to jump into exactly how that works and really work through a lot of your knowledge in this area. So before we get into all the complex, sexy stuff that we're going to talk about, before we go really crazy, let's talk to the beginners, right? You were a beginner. I was a beginner at some phase. Let's hit them right between the eyes. So in the early days, when you're looking at foreign direct investment and you're really trying to flesh things out and understand this, how do people in this industry, how do they win and how do they not lose?
Certainly. It's a great question, a good starting point. So really, we want to find out from a client what their objectives are for the program or for what they're trying to accomplish. Some are doing this for diversification of their portfolio. Others are succession planning, retirement planning, diversification of citizenship or residency. So we really sit down with a client and review in detail with them what their plans are, and that can help steer them into a specific country and program.
Awesome. When you look at not losing, what would you advise someone to say? Look, so early days, right? Plan out your goals, do whatever it is, understand what you're up to. What are your investment objectives? But then not losing, meaning don't do stupid stuff. What are some of those things that you've seen that people who are just starting this process kind of get some knocked off the board?
Well, one, I recommend always hiring a professional company to assist you from A to Z with the program. So unfortunately, there's people who've tried to do these programs themselves in a foreign country. They don't quite understand the rules and the laws. It's a foreign language, and they don't structure it properly. And it ends up costing them a lot more money in the end because they were trying to save a little bit upfront on the professional fees. So always choose a firm that is able to assist you and one that is reputable, right? So they have a long track record of successfully helping clients with these type of citizenship or residence by investment programs, and that you can look at their background and ensure they are, you know, they say who they are, and that you can trust them. And, you know, don't do it yourself, because that has a lot of pitfalls, unfortunately.
Okay. So let's talk about, you mentioned citizenship by investment and residency by investment. Maybe we can unpack that a little bit and walk us through some of the things that you're seeing out there in your market that can help a lot of investors just really understand how does this immigration and this FDI and this whole thing work for investors, billionaires who are just looking for multiple passports, and then also fund managers. Maybe you can walk us through the residency and citizenship by investment.
Sure. Let's start with citizenship by investment. So this is not as many countries around the world offer this. So it's about 10 countries. The most common or most popular, I would say, is in the Caribbean. So there's 5 Caribbean countries: Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts and Nevis. So they all have laws enacted which allow you to contribute or invest in real estate and qualify for citizenship. So these are the lower cost programs. They take about 6 to 12 months from start until finish. And you can include multiple family members like a spouse, children, even adult children if they're enrolled in school. You can include dependent parents and grandparents, and some programs even your siblings. And so these are the quickest way to get a second citizenship. It's almost like a plan B or a life insurance policy in your back pocket. Should you know, you hope you never have to use it, but should the time come, you're certainly glad you had the foresight to get a second citizenship ahead of time. So there's the five Caribbean programs, and you also have what I would call the ultimate solution in Malta, which is an EU country. And so they're Europe's only citizenship by investment program, which takes approximately 18 months, so a little bit longer of a process, but you end up with the Maltese passport. And once you have that, you can live and work anywhere in Europe. And so it's substantially more expensive. It starts at about 950,000 euros compared to the Caribbean, which starts at just over 100,000 US.
Wow. So citizenship by investment. So folks, from one standpoint that we're talking about is saying if you're an ultra high net worth or individual, you have these options, right? So you can move around the world if you need to, or even if you want to, right? But, and we'll get into this later, I just want to prime you guys that maybe in some of these countries, you're also able to open up your own fund or a feeder fund. If you're domiciled in the US, yes, talk to you Americans. I know most of you listen to this show, but anyone around the world can hopefully deploy the strategy. So what if you open foreign funds for your domiciled fund or domicile in another country? This is another mechanism that potentially you can utilize working with, say, your company or someone else, John. You can leverage those as a fundraising strategy. Would you say that's fair?
Exactly. This is where the residence by investment programs come into play, also known as the golden visas in Europe. And so the main programs are offered by Portugal, Spain, and Greece. Malta also has a permanent residence program. But the three other countries, Spain, Greece, Portugal that I mentioned, they obviously in the 2008-2009 debt crisis, they were in trouble. And they needed a way to stimulate their economy. And so they created these golden visas where typically you invest in real estate in return for the residence permit, which gives you the right to live. And in the case of Spain and Portugal and Malta, work full time in the country if you wish. And so this was a way to help them out of that debt crisis. And it's really had a positive effect as it's attracted billions in foreign direct investment into these countries. And you're seeing this positive effect where you see a dilapidated block, you know, in Lisbon, and a developer comes in and rebuilds a third of it. Then another developer comes in and rebuilds the other two thirds. And they're using immigrant investor money to for the construction and the financing. So it's had a very positive effect on these countries. And what's interesting is Portugal has a fund option. It's called the Venture Capital Fund, where if you're interested, you can invest 500,000 into a venture capital fund, which in turn, of course, is investing in Portugal. 60% of the capital must be deployed in Portugal, but 40% can be outside. And then you get a residence permit. So you have a lot of funds being created in Portugal, venture capital funds, specifically looking to raise capital from foreign direct investors. And so it's had just a tremendous effect on the economy there in Portugal and Greece and Spain, et cetera. And we're seeing that real positive effects.
Man, that's brilliant. So the venture fund, that goes right into what we're talking about, is what if you open a venture fund in Portugal and use that visa program, work with a company like yours and use that visa program? That would be a pretty cool area to explore when you're raising capital for a fund. If you're ready to go international and have these international feeder funds, immigration might be an avenue that a lot of fund managers or even founders, they're not considering. And so that is a whole pool of capital, folks, that you can really look into exploring to help you build and raise. So, and then, you know, Dubai is a really big, sexy thing that we hear a lot about. A lot of people are very interested in Dubai. Do they have any programs that you know of?
They do. They have a golden visa, which is a 2 million dirham investment in real estate, which is approximately 550,000 US. So you purchase real estate, you get a residence permit, which allows you to live there in say, Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, if you want. And that country has gone through phenomenal change over the last 20 years. I've been going there for about 12 years now, and it does not look the same. Every year I return, there's new buildings, more development. It, as you say, it's a sexy country that's gone through a lot of changes, and it attracts a lot of foreign direct investment as well to their shores. And so it's been a benefit of the Golden Visa programs as well.
Man, so there you go. So there's real estate, there's venture capital, all of these types of investments. If you can work with the governments in those areas, register in those areas, and then structure your offer in this way, that's a powerful way to raise capital. So working with companies like Latitude USA or whoever's good at it, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. but these represent potential strategies that you can use to raise capital around the world. I absolutely love it. So shout out to my friend at George Eakins of the American Dream Fund. He does an EB-5 program. I know we didn't really touch on that, but that's another area through immigration and investment that is used to raise capital. Now, before we move on to any of that, I'm just wondering, as we round third base, we bring it home, wondering if there's maybe one or two things that you can leave behind for people who are looking for your advice. I really just really want to understand this. What would you tell people as far as some solid advice to give them a competitive advantage?
Certainly. Well, again, what we want a client to do is look for the right service provider. So One of the things, they should be a member of the Investment Migration Council, which is an organization that oversees the ethics and standards and of the industry. And so you want to make sure they're a member of the IMC, Investment Migration Council. That's number one. Number two, you want to make sure that the company you're choosing has a proven track record, and this is their main line of business. So there's a lot of small little firms that do this as a side business, but they don't live it and breathe it day in and day out. And so they're not as knowledgeable when it comes to the programs. And you want to make sure they're licensed as well. For example, Latitude's licensed in the five Caribbean programs in Malta. So that's an added benefit. And then another option that Latitude happens to provide is that we're a government advisor. So we'll actually go in and help a government design this program from scratch. And so everything from enacting and passing the necessary legislation to designing the application forms and hiring the due diligence staff and designing all the processes, et cetera. And so that gives us a really unique insight into the industry that we have that government advisory side as well. And so those are some of the important things I would consider. And you want to make sure that, of course, you're working with a legitimate firm in terms of, sometimes you'll see things online, certain countries offering a citizenship by investment program like Mexico or Romania. You know, those are complete false programs, unfortunately. They're fraudulent. And so you got to stay away from that. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if you have any doubts, you can always call an embassy or a consulate to check to see before you put down any significant money with an unknown company online who's created a fancy website to trick people. I think that's some of the unfortunate things of this industry. It's investment, so there's a lot of money involved, still a niche market, but it is a growing and fast market. And so you got to make sure that you're picking the right player to choose, and they're going to be agnostic with what program is right for you. They're not going to steer you to a program that, is best for their back pocket. It's really what's best for the end client. And that's where Latitude is able to come in and assist clients and really listen to what their goals are. And then we steer them to the right program. Because there are a lot of misconceptions in the marketplace. But I will say, what's interesting with the US market, I've been doing this for 15 years now, and I've seen it really grow. 15 years ago, I'd ask I'd go around and to the conference circuit and talk to bankers, wealth advisors, real estate agents, lawyers, and they'd give us a blank stare when we say what we did, citizenship and residence by investment. Well, why would an American ever need a second passport? Is that even legal? And of course it is. You're Americans, Canadians, we can hold multiple citizenships and passports, but it's becoming much more of something that's more commonplace now. And for example, we talked about Portugal earlier. The U.S. is the number one source market for that program. And so a lot of people, I'll give the example during COVID, unfortunately, Americans were banned from a lot of countries. Their passport wasn't allowed in just because of how bad things were going with the outbreaks. But those with a second citizenship didn't face that restriction whatsoever. Even if they were flying from the United States, they could still freely fly on their second citizenship. And so that's really where these type of programs are starting to grow more and more in popularity with our North American clients.
Man, have you ever had a story? So you're talking about, number one, best piece of advice you're saying is work with a professional firm. You ever had because you've been doing this a while, you ever had someone who did not work with a professional firm and ended up regretting it? I'm just curious if you can share anything like that.
I got two quick examples for you, Ryan. Sure. So One, I had a client call us up and say he got rejected for the Spain Golden Visa. And I'd never heard of somebody rejected if they had a clean criminal record. And I asked why. And he said he didn't structure the deal right. Well, I said, who did you choose to use as your provider? And unfortunately, he chose to do it himself. And so the way they structured, him and his wife each put in $250,000, but the main applicant has to put in $500,000. So to the Spanish authorities, it looked like they were half of what they needed to be, because they were two separate people putting in the money. So one had to sell to the other. There's transfer tax. It was about a $60,000 mistake, because he tried to save a few thousand up front. So that's an example with Spain. We had another example in St. Kitts and Nevis. A client was rejected because the company he had worked for was got into some tax trouble, giving poor tax advice, was sued by clients. He had a title of director of marketing. And at the time, St. Kitts thought that meant he was on the board of directors. And unfortunately, his local service provider, who only did this as a side business, not as a main line of business, didn't know how to properly articulate and appeal the decision by the government. So he was ultimately lost his appeal as well. And that, you know, probably cost him another 30, 40,000 US for him. And we were able to successfully assist him with Antigua citizenship and show the government, demonstrate to them that the reason for his rejection was frivolous in St. Kitts, and we subsequently got him citizenship in Antigua. And the case now, though, I'll mention in the Caribbean, is if you get rejected by one country in the Caribbean, you can't apply for another. So this is a fairly new law or standard that's come in. So you got to make sure if you're picking a program, you're picking the right service provider, because it's kind of a one shot now in the Caribbean with that second citizenship programs.
Man. Okay. So right there, working with it, it's, I've heard it said before by a former mentor of mine when I was younger, he said it's expensive being cheap. So that just reminds me of your story there, is like, hey, you try to save a little bit of money and be cheap, it actually ends up being quite, quite expensive. So working with a professional firm that even though it might cost you a little bit, it actually in the long run saves you. So it's better to work with the firm and just get it done right and then move on. So again, wonderful strategy, understanding those rules and structuring your offer, or if that's you personally, you can do that too. But either way, structuring it properly does matter a lot. All right. So that's number one. What about the last one? Number two, what would you say would be a second piece of advice you can give to people who are looking to really invest in other countries, gain passports, build funds, whatever it is?
Certainly, I would start sooner than later. The marketplace is changing rapidly. So we see programs come and go. Recently, the UK shut down their immigrant investor program. Ireland shut down theirs. The Cyprus citizenship program closed a few years ago as well. And the EU doesn't always look favorably upon immigrant investor programs. And so they put pressure on the countries like Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Malta to close their programs or raise the minimum costs. And so these programs are not going to last forever. So for a lot of people who've been thinking about it, now's the time to act. And other times, you know, the programs tweak. So Portugal used to have real estate and bank deposit as qualifying options. That's no longer available as of November of last year. They changed it. So now it's the venture capital fund that we talked about earlier that'll be popular. But a lot of people were sad that they missed out on that real estate opportunity to qualify because they were on the fence and took too long to make a decision. So definitely act sooner. I'd say the same with the Caribbean. We're hearing rumors that due to pressure from the EU, they may double their price of their programs. And so when that happens is anyone's guess, but hopefully we'll have a couple of months under the current pricing before the governments down there act. So again, my advice is to start the process sooner than later to ensure that the program still exists and it's at a reasonable price.
Yeah, I love it. So before we wrap things up, is there anything else you'd like our fans around the world to know, ways to contact you, anything at all?
Yeah, certainly. Our website's the best way, latitudeworld.com. You can reach us anytime. And, you know, again, we're happy to meet with clients or what we call introducers, advisors, and sit with their clients and just advise what the programs are. Because a lot of differences between the two, you know, timing for application processing can be quite long in Portugal compared to Spain. And sometimes people are looking for a flexible path to citizenship. So that's not Greece, that's better in Portugal, et cetera. So we really are able to sit down with the clients and review that with them. And we don't charge for that. It's a complimentary service. We only onboard a client, they've passed our internal due diligence, would we then ask for the retainer. So it's all complimentary ahead of time. So I do encourage people who have been thinking about these programs to reach out to us at latitudeworld.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. So just to recap everything that John and I have talked about, you know, work for a professional firm. Make sure you don't make that mistake where you're trying to be cheap and it actually is expensive. And the second thing, start now. If you're thinking about building a fund or internationally or having remote offices or whatever it is, you want to participate in these programs, work with companies like Latitude. You do these things and you too will be well on your way in your pursuit of making billions.
Wow, what a show. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, if you haven't done so already, be sure to leave a comment and review on new ideas and guests you want me to bring on for future episodes. Plus, why don't you head over to YouTube and see extra takes while you get to know our guests even better. And make sure to come back for our next episode where we dive even deeper into the people, the process, and the perspectives of both investors and founders. Until then, my friends, stay hungry, focus on your goals, and keep grinding towards your dream of making billions.